This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush today is expected to announce the formal end to major hostilities in Iraq. The speech from the deck of an aircraft carrier off California follows Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's visit to Iraq. He met with soldiers and U.S. administrators and delivered a radio address to the Iraqi people. He promised to withdraw troops from the country as soon as the security situation permits. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. How was Rumsfeld received in Iraq?
Bob, as you might expect, he was very well received here. He met with U.S. and British troops in the cities of Baghdad and Basra. And then later he spent much of the day at one of Saddam Hussein's former palaces. Now, Rumsfeld also delivered a broadcast message to the Iraqi people. He pledged to withdraw U.S. troops from the country as soon as the security is restored here. And then he was given a brief tour of a power facility here, where he was shown the progress being made on restoring water and power services to the city.
And have they been fully restored?
Well, it's mixed. About two-thirds of the city now has, I would say, spotty power. That is, it comes and goes. But I think the biggest problem in the city, aside from the utilities, is trash, garbage. It hasn't been collected in a month, and many people have simply started to burn trash, and that combined with the dust in the air and the exhaust fumes from cars and even some oil fires makes it very difficult to breathe at certain times of the day.
What about this new American civilian administrator who's due in Iraq soon?
His name is Paul Bremer, and he will oversee Iraq's transition to democracy. Bremer's a former State Department counterterrorism officer. He's a career diplomat. He worked with several former administrations and many former secretaries of state. Now, he'll be in charge of people like Jay Garner, who's the man who's been put in charge of Iraqi reconstruction. And Bremer will also work with Zalmay Khalilzad, who has been President Bush's special envoy to this region.
And the major issues he'll face?
Well, I think the most urgent need is forming an interim authority, some kind of administration that could get the day-to-day affairs of the city and of course, the country back to working order. Security is still a big problem in Iraq. We've just heard that another incident took place between U.S. forces in the western Iraqi town of Fallujah and anti-American demonstrators. Early this morning, according to an army spokesman in Fallujah, two unidentified assailants, Iraqis, threw grenades inside the 82nd Airborne Division's main headquarters in Fallujah, and at least seven soldiers were wounded, but none seriously. Now, that follows 3 days of clashes between soldiers and demonstrators in the town. So right now in Fallujah, it's very tense, and many officials here are worried that it may be a window into what might happen in other towns and cities in Iraq.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.